Good.
Hey, what's up? Take two.
Hopefully only take two.
Of the live podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. If you're listening via true audio podcast, we apologize for the confusion right here. So we're doing we've been doing the live video feed with our friends from Agrigold, and it's a weird week. I couldn't get anybody to come down from Iowa State because they're all on vacation. They've got everybody's on vacation this week. Jamie Pollard's in Poland. Matt Campbell is down in Florida. All those guys, it's a dead week. Then all the basketball coaches are out on the trail because the live period started yesterday. So, like, literally Ames is a ghost town right now. So we're saying, hey, let's bring in the podcast into a live video feed. So you see the CHA logo if you're watching on video for Charter House.
Mm-hmm.
And then thanks to our friends from Agrigold. I was a little bit hesitant to do this because I don't want to offend the people of Agrigold. That, you know, it's a good classy sponsor. And Gray swears a lot on the
program. Unlike CHA.
Yeah.
When CHA is the sponsor, you can swear all you want.
You can say all you want.
We don't run too tight of a ship around.
What if we say earmuffs? Then can I swear?
No.
I can't? Not even earmuffs, okay?
No, because the folks that are in the video feed can pick up your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You just need to swear in terms related to Agrigold. You can say, like, cornhole.
Like
corn related.
Yeah. I thought cornhole was the bags game. Isn't that the call it cornhole?
It's become that. It's a game that became cornhole after cornhole had a different meaning.
Yeah. I still just call it bags.
Yeah, I call it bags too.
Were you guys Beavis and Butthead people?
No.
Yeah.
Cornholio, the great Cornholio? Yeah.
Cornholio!
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, cornhole. Something
I always, anytime there's two things that make me laugh, it doesn't matter how, like, what context the people use them in. When people say cornhole, I laugh. And when people say the words tea bags, my mother-in-law, she's passionate about tea.
Yeah.
And like, it's kind of gotten to this inside joke between my wife and I where
she'll say like, where's my tea bags?
Yeah. She'll be like, oh, mm-hmm. I need to go get some more tea bags. She says it a lot.
And you giggle.
And I'm always like,
now does your mom know the connotation of tea bag?
No, she has no clue. She's a sweet lady. I mean, she's the most innocent lady. Like, she has no idea that I'm this immature. And
see, now I'm afraid to say anything. You guys shouldn't even have brought up the sponsor because now I can't be legit.
No,
because my question is, I don't think that I've ever known somebody ever that's actually teabagged somebody. Other than like at a frat house where a buddy's sleeping and you go do it on his face.
You did that?
No.
You were the one that got done to.
No, I wasn't in a frat house to begin with. But I know people that have been in frat houses that told me about incidents.
I've never teabagged
involving tea bags.
Have you, Gray?
No, but if I go to Vegas with Charter, I'm going to teabag him for sure. If he ever drinks enough to pass out, which that doesn't happen very often.
I'll drink all the milk in Vegas.
I feel like if I were going to teabag anybody, it'd be Charter.
Absolutely. You got a perfect forehead to be
with
teabagged.
With mouth open or mouth shut.
Oh, what a start to the podcast.
Jeez.
This is why people listen. By the way, do we have breaking news music that you can play, or can you just do it? Dun, 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 yeah, breaking.
What is,
breaking news.
What's that?
So Monday morning, I'm having coffee with Jay Burke.
the legendary Jay Burke from the Cyclone Fanatic Forums?
Yes.
Is this a mandate?
Yes. Jay Burke is...
Are you buying?
That wasn't determined, I don't think. But we're going to meet.
This is the guy who ridiculed us when we said that Prince was... he probably died from drugs.
I think he's the guy that hates us but loves us.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I think so too. It's kind of mutual. It's a love hate with us.
Yeah, so I'm gonna meet with him on Monday. So definitely tune in next week because I'm gonna recap this meeting, and obviously he's gonna be listening to this one. Jay Burke needs to know whatever comes up during this coffee is gonna be fodder for the podcast.
This is a tape recorder.
Oh, what is that? What that is?
Can you please record this?
No, Periscope that.
I'm sure he's going to say things like,
dude, you should.
Gray is my favorite.
You should, from the podcast feed, Periscope your coffee with Jay Burke.
I could probably do a little bit of that.
That'd be epic.
I could probably do a little bit of that.
I think it'd be kind of fun to get, like, just random fuckers just to come in here and.
See, every time I brought that up in the past, I'm like, let's have some fans on. You're like, no.
Well,
I don't like fans. I don't want anything to do with them.
Fans,
doesn't he do this?
Fans in season are no good.
Okay.
But, like, this time of year, I
think
it'd be. Yeah. It'd be kind of funny to, but most of them won't do it though, because they don't want to, they won't, most of these guys on the message board will not put their like actual name and face.
See, that's why I appreciate Jay Burke.
Yeah, Jay Burke.
He's reached out.
Yeah, it's impressive.
I need to start a weekly series of coffees with people that hate Mark. He's first. Who's next?
You'd be booked for 3 years.
Was it Dark Star? There was another one on there that was kind of mean for a while.
There's a lot.
There's some guy on Twitter who was just, I mean, I'm not kidding. I was getting 3-4 tweets a day from him about how terrible I am and I'm a horrible representative of Iowa. And it's just nonstop. And I finally just wrote the guy back. And, of course, his was like an anonymous thing.
Once you personalized it.
Yeah, I was like, what's your problem with me? I go, and he wrote me back and said that I'm like a – basically called me a redneck and all this stuff. And he's like, you like WWE. I'm like, yeah, I do. What's your point? Like, am I trying to hide this from anybody?
I like WWE.
Is it my job to try and like act a certain way so you like me? No, I am mean. If you don't like me, then screw you. I'm not going to waste my time with you. And now this guy like is tweeting at me and he's, you know, once you talk to these people, then they're generally really pretty chill. Pretty cool. But it's good for you. I like Jay Burke. Will you buy him a coffee for me?
I've always liked Jay Burke.
You say you like Jay Burke, but when you say that, you don't actually know him, right?
No, but I appreciate his shtick.
So who's next, though? You guys mentioned last week ribs and whiskey. I've never seen this guy, though.
He's fun. I like him.
He's fun. He's not bad.
He's passionate. Who's the one guy who always kills me on there?
Other than planned sick days on Twitter?
I tried to get him live, but I said he had to use his real name, and he declined. He declined the offer.
That dude's a... P-U-S-S-Y. I didn't say it because of our sponsor.
No, yeah, he's totally. There's one guy on Fnatic. Solar Garlic. That's his name. Solar Garlic. I would love to have Solar Garlic come and be on the live podcast.
I just appreciate good names.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what that means.
Solar
now.
Garlic. Good stuff.
Oh, that's funny.
I wanted to just touch on a couple of quick things. I haven't listened to the On the Trail podcast this week.
Yeah.
Did you do any basketball?
No, we're going to basketball. Hit it heavy next week.
I have some basketball recruiting nuggets that I'll hit on here at some point during the podcast. I don't know if you saw my column yesterday on
it. I did.
Yeah, we'll just touch on a few quick things.
I read you every day.
You're so full of crap.
You don't read. Mark doesn't read.
I was homeschooled partially, so I didn't ever learn to read.
By the way, I'm reading the best book I've ever read in my life right now. Killing Jesus.
Yeah, by O'Reilly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't put it down.
Yeah.
I can't put it down. 2 hours, I'm going to bed at like 2 a.m.
Is there a hint of truth in it, or is it solely fiction?
I can't remember. It's based off of factual, but I think...
But it is a fictional book, correct?
It's written like a novel.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you read any of his other series? Killing Kennedy, I thought, was the best book I'd ever read, and Jesus one's better. It's based off of fact, like the Bible. Like constantly there's subnotes at the bottom, like what, and I've been checking on them.
Yeah.
And that's what's so fascinating to me, because I'm a bit of a historian.
Yep.
So when it says, like, you know, Luke, whatever, then I pull up my iPad because I have a Bible on my iPad, and then I go and check it out. I'm like, wow, he really is. Mm-hmm. And this book, I can't put it down. It's like a mixture of the Bible and Game of Thrones, except it's in like a novel format. It is phenomenal. I can't put it down. I'm almost done with it.
Did you read books like Da Vinci Code or any of those types of things? I don't know if you like that type of book.
I read Da Vinci Code.
Did you?
I saw the movie. I thought it was pretty.
That movie's, 10 years old, maybe? Yeah. I just saw it for the first time 2 weeks ago.
Angels and Demons is the second one, right?
The sequel.
Yeah. And is there another one coming out here in the next year?
Yes, I think so. I think there is another.
I thought the ending of Da Vinci Code was lame.
I don't know. Is Tom Hanks in it?
Yeah, it's Tom
Hanks. Yeah, I thought that it's like Tom Hanks' next big movie.
I think so.
I'm actually jealous of you, Williams, that you read.
I read every night. You know, that's how I wind up.
I do have the ability to read, but I read a lot growing up. And then you get to the place where you just watch Fallon instead.
You know what?
It doesn't make me any smarter.
The 1 year old has ended my television watching, really. I don't watch a lot of TV.
You only watch what she wants to watch?
No. Okay. She doesn't watch much TV either.
Yeah.
We just, as a family, we don't watch much anymore. There's a few shows, like I watched The Challenge on MTV.
Is that still on?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Really?
This is one of the best seasons ever.
You know what show I think you'd watch? You probably haven't watched it. You've never mentioned it before. Is Big Brother. Have you ever watched it?
I touched on it early, and it's...
Talk about addiction.
Anymore.
There you go.
Pretty good show.
Oh, it's amazing how quickly you can have 16 people you don't know and aren't famous, right?
Yeah.
And how much you start caring about these people.
You get invested.
On this show. It's the stupidest thing ever. But yeah, and it's on 3 nights a week in the summer.
Yeah.
Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday.
That was kind of like The Voice.
What?
What show?
Big Brother on CBS.
I've never watched Big Brother ever.
You should try it.
It's pretty interesting.
I'm not a reality TV guy, unless it's sports.
I'm a big fan of like the just the experiments, and that's a huge social experiment.
Yeah, I get it.
16 people locked in a house, can't go anywhere,
it's
right?
It's just like the challenge, really. Yeah. Except the challenge, you know, and what I like about both of those is like the political aspect of it. You've got like factions building behind the scenes.
Alliances.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All of that stuff.
So I watched the WWE just... it's a three-hour program, but I just fast-forward to the parts I watch. So I spend about 45 minutes a week on that.
Yeah.
And then...
That show's 3 hours every week?
Yeah.
Wow.
And do you know...
And they have other shows, too, but I just watch one.
Why do you... Okay. Well, here's a real question. Why do you actually like it? You know it's fake. Is it the storyline?
Yeah, it's a drama.
You're following the storyline.
It's a... I mean, it's not real...
It's like Young and the Restless for dudes.
Yeah. I don't even know if I... You're right, except it used to be more of that. Now it's more like for... families, because when I used to be for dudes, it used to be like because there were half naked women and but it's gone such like PG where that's why I'm less interested in it as I used to when we were all growing up.
You would watch it for the boobs.
Yeah, when I'm 14 and I'm an adolescent kid in Southwest Iowa, absolutely I was watching it for the boobs. There's no doubt about it.
Not for The Rock or Stone Cold.
Oh, but
Steve
then
Austin.
Those guys made it really cool.
Yeah.
So I still keep I like the show.
I was big into it growing up.
Did you listen to my podcast with Campbell last week?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, we both talked about that, like why entrance music is so big to us, and we think it's our tie to WWE.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's something about like the lights hit and the guy walks down to the ring. That's cool to me.
So I'm old enough where I think of I hate the term WWE. I think WWF. That's what I grew up
with. The World Wildlife Foundation and, shut him down.
And you could name a ton of people that were huge when I was growing up that – a lot of people listening to this would know. You're talking about, like, you know, the Iron Sheik, and you're talking about Sergeant Slaughter and Hogan.
Hogan, man, he's gone downhill.
Oh, yeah.
Jake the Snake?
Jake the Snake Roberts and the Honky Tonk Man, and you could just go on and on and on and on. That's what I liked. But entrance music, the best entrance music I ever liked, which was not WWF, it was actually – WCW was Gold. Well, no, Goldberg.
Oh yeah,
I loved his intro music. I was in him.
There's rumors
that he's coming back.
Well, listen to this, so it's supposedly going to be announced tonight on like their Thursday night show, and so they have Brock Lesnar, right? And Brock Lesnar has UFC 200 coming up on Saturday, and the WWE is looking to like really take advantage of Lesnar.
Smart of them.
The rumor is that at SummerSlam, Goldberg is going to come back to fight Lesnar. Now, and here's why.
I would actually watch that.
They have their video game, you know, the WWE video game.
Yeah.
And usually they try and, like, tie these guys in from the video game to, like, real life, which is their program. And Lesnar's on the cover this year. And then Goldberg is like the special character. If you like enter a code, like you get to play as Goldberg.
It's all lining up. It's like Da Vinci Code. Basically, it's all coming together.
I would root for Lesnar.
Oh, man.
Speaking of that, shout out to a Cyclone Fanatic partner, Thunderhead.
Yes.
They're not paying for this, but they are through KXNO. And we're all kind of
in bed together. We're all big family.
We're all in bed together anyways. We're having a watch party for UFC 200 at Thunderhead on Saturday. Ross and I are throwing it.
So another thing at Thunderhead.
And it's free cover, so if you don't want to pay the $70 or whatever, come watch the fights with us at Thunderhead.
Are you guys big UFC guys?
I am. I love UFC. Jeremy, I'm not a big guy.
Stevens, what's that name?
Yeah, he's the Iowa guy.
Yeah, so we watched fireworks Friday night.
He's badass.
Was the fireworks in downtown Des Moines.
Yeah.
And our boy, Gray and I's boy, Liebel, his office is down there, so a few of us went and were on the rooftop to watch that. And it turns out it was a poorly positioned spot to watch it because we were blocked by buildings. I could kind of see the side of one firework as it went off.
Side boob firework.
But Jeremy Stevens came up. He came up on the roof and he was hanging out with us.
Wouldn't mess with that guy.
I didn't mess with him. Yeah, so John Halverson, a friend of Gray and I's, he's a UFC guy and a fighter, and he's a friend of his, so he brought him up.
He must be a badass.
Nice guy. Nice guy.
Really nice guy.
Surprisingly not a big dude. I mean, he's not tall or anything. He's
mess with him, though?
Most of those MMA
he could have thrown me off the roof.
They're usually like really small and just cut.
Yeah.
No, he looked that way. But super nice. He was signing autographs for a couple kids that wanted them. And
up on the roof?
On the roof.
Wow.
I'm not a big UFC guy. I don't dislike it. I struggle watching people get punched in the face. It kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I don't like watching women fight for that pure reason. Yeah. Like, even if it's two women fighting, like, I hate seeing women get hit. But I like watching dudes beat the hell out of each other.
Oh, man, not me.
As long as nobody's, like, dying.
I went to the live fights, and I thought somebody was down at the Bucks Arena the other night.
Was it the Midwest cage thing?
Yeah, so it's Victory Fighting, who our friend John Halverson and his wife kind of organized that and run that. Sarah, at my office, is who I'm talking about. But there was a fight where a guy kind of springs off the cage and comes in and takes a shot. And he, I mean, talk about knee-buckling knockout. He just folded in half. And the guy was out for probably 4 or 5 minutes.
Do you think John...
hibernation-type nap. It was bad.
Do you think your guy... could you get Stevens on KXNO for me?
I think that's probably definitely a possibility.
Get him on Friday?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Friday? I can
I'm looking to find a UFC analyst.
I can...
I've been working on this.
You guys talk, and I'll shoot a text right now.
Boom!
Charter and I, we're just pretty much running your show for you, bringing in guests left and right.
Thanks. Yeah, you got me Tim Dwight.
I did
good job.
Get you Timmy Dwight. Yeah.
Good job.
How'd that go, by the way?
How did you get Fantastic. Tim Dwight, by the way?
I got connections.
He was awesome. Shut up. Did
was
you
he?
Hear it?
No, I didn't hear it.
Really good.
Yeah.
That interview was 20 times better than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and listen to it.
It was really good. Tim Dwight gave, as far as just pure honesty, like I asked him a question and he blew my mind with the answer. I asked him about like the quote-unquote war on football and the future of the kick return position where he made a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, it's moved up to the 25-yard line. A lot of people predict that in 10 years the kick return won't even exist.
It'll be extinct, yeah.
And I asked Dwight about that. I thought I'm putting it on a tee for him to go off on the whole machismo football rant, and he didn't. He's like, you know what? The game has to evolve, and it's dangerous. And like he gave the most thought out, like well played answer, I thought, to that. And it was refreshing coming from a guy who made a living as a kick returner.
Yeah.
Right? I wouldn't think that what's his name, the Bears guy? Devin Hester. Yeah. He probably doesn't have
No way.
I have no idea, but I can't imagine he would give that type of an answer at this point in his life. Well, Tim Dwight has sat back and for 10 years and watched this thing, and you know, I'm sure he's got bumps and bruises still. And
can you imagine?
It was a really good answer.
How terrified you'd be catching a punt in the NFL.
Was he in studio with you? Or
no, he was on the phone.
Have you seen him in person before?
Yeah,
Tim Dwight?
He's a badass.
He's short.
He's
I mean,
5'8", 5'9".
Yeah, he's short. But I interviewed back when I wanted to do what you guys do for a living, be a journalist back in my Iowa State days. I interviewed him by phone to do a column. And
did you,
I called him, I'm like, hey, I'm, you know, he was an Iowa Hawkeye, blah, blah, blah. I called him and said, hey, you know, I'm an Iowa State student. I want to interview you. And he was in San Diego at the time, I believe, playing for the Chargers, if I remember right. And we had a great, I mean, he gave me 30 minutes on the phone, full in-depth interview, favorite beers and like the whole deal. And, no, he's a cool dude.
Yeah.
For sure.
Good did you dude. Challenge him to a race?
Dude, he would kick my butt.
But you 4'3", dude. 4'3".
Tim Dwight, in my opinion, and you can't go back 1,000 years because who knows what was happening then, but greatest Iowa athlete ever when it comes, especially when it comes to high school.
He just got voted. The Gazette did.
Especially pound for pound. Like, I mean.
Just, I mean.
The Gazette did an Eastern Iowa one, and he got
to
it.
To win a race at state track in 4A as a freshman is extremely difficult to do that. And he did that. I mean, that was how good he was. Plus
he was
the
really good.
Plus the football and all that stuff. Yeah. So just a freak. I mean, to be that small height wise and be that good, that fast, that's tough. Because his brother, I ran against his brother head to head, Jason, and beat his brother. I mean, his brother was not nearly as good as Tim was. So Tim was just a freak. That's the only way to describe it.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing that.
So I don't know if I have a text back here yet.
Well,
for
just let me know if you do. I appreciate the production work here. I kind of wanted to talk about Fred Hoiberg and the new look Chicago Bulls a little bit. Are you guys okay with that? Or
the
news broke last night.
D Wade.
Yeah.
Who else though? Who else are they?
Rajon Rondo.
Okay.
And then they made the trade.
And then they made the trade to get Lopez.
Which one?
Brooke.
No, Robin. Right.
Robin Lopez.
Man.
Sorry.
They're good. All I care about the Bulls is my boy Dougie McBuckets.
Is he
going to be playing a lot this year?
He's about the only one on the team that can shoot now, so he'll have plenty of looks.
They still got Mirotić, right?
Yeah, they still have Mirotić.
So they have two.
Fred likes Mirotić a lot. So.
Two shooters.
They've got two shooters. Like, okay, this is my quick take on this. I'll throw it to you guys because I'm a Bulls fan, so it's not objective. But like, none of this makes sense to have Rondo, Jimmy Butler, and D-Wade in the same backcourt. It doesn't make any sense. especially when you think of who Fred Hoiberg is.
So somebody's getting traded?
Well, no, I don't think so.
They can't.
Well, then why do it? Fred's got to have a plan. Well, I mean, it wasn't by accident.
This is the only thing I can think of, and I can't wait to hear Fred talk about this and to hear Garpax and see what they actually say.
It's going to be coach speak.
Well, I know, but I want to hear like some legitimate, like, how is this going to work basketball-wise, and maybe they can convince me. I don't think they will. However, I will say at least I'm it does spark interest to me just because it's like, well, they're going to be relevant now. I didn't think the Bulls would make the playoffs again next year. And now, like, you look at they'll make the playoffs. I don't think that they're going to make a run in the playoffs. They can't compete with Cleveland. They're probably not even a top half seed at this point. But they're at least interesting. And they're locking all these guys up to two-year deals. Most of them have a player option. So they could legitimately, like, clean house again next year. They're kind of renting these guys for, like, a year while they, you
know. Figure it out. How old is Wade at this point?
34.
34.
So not young.
He's old.
He's old and he can't shoot. That's the problem. If you're old and you're like Ray Allen and you can step, you know, stay in a corner and just chuck threes, yeah, you're still valuable.
That's not his
game. And Wade's valuable. I just, not with what Fred wants to do. So here's my question, and we'll never know this. How much say did Fred have in the moves that they've made in the offseason?
I don't know.
Because they got rid of Derrick Rose, you looked at it and said, okay, that's smart because he needs a point guard that can shoot the ball from three. That's what he likes to do, spread the offense. Well, then they go get Rondo, who's the worst shooter for point guard in the NBA.
And he's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah, he is a pain in the ass. He's a good player. Don't get me wrong. He's a really good player.
Doesn't it seem odd, though, that the head coach of the team wouldn't have a hell of a lot of say?
I think he will. I think he did.
Yeah.
I mean, especially with Gar Foreman and his relationship.
I mean, you're at least telling, I want this type of a player.
Yeah.
For my system.
I'll say this. The one thing I really like about the Dwayne Wade signing, this is about the only thing I really like about it, because everything else I'm lukewarm at best.
Yeah.
Is I think Jimmy Butler has been a pain in the ass too, and I think it can only help to have a guy like D. Wade around him for a year or two, yeah, or whatever it ends up being.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy Butler could be really good. He's an all-star already. He needs to shoot. Like he's
okay.
Yeah, he's...
He's a second-best player in a good team, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
If he's your best player, you're not going to be great.
Yeah, you're in the East, you're a 4 or 5 seed if he's your best player.
At best.
Yeah, depending on what's around him and what. But sure, he can't shoot. So, I do think that he's young and immature, and D-Wade can only help that, especially as revered as he is around the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
So that will help Fred in the sense that, like, you truly have a team leader. Like, I went live and watched that team a couple times last year. I mean, dude, it was a train wreck. Those guys, there wasn't one. D. Rose is just, I've never been happier when one of my teams has traded somebody in my life. And, you know, he and Butler are constantly going at it. And then you had Joakim Noah pouting on the bench the whole time. It was just a total disaster. And at least now, like, D. Wade, he's the focal point. He's the guy, not necessarily basketball-wise, I mean in the locker room. And that will only help Fred going forward. That's the only part of this that I'm somewhat excited about.
Time will tell.
And now, hopefully for Fred's sake, with D-Wade there, next year they can get maybe a couple free agents to come play with him.
Yes.
Because otherwise...
And the cap expands, too.
Yeah, I actually just read that it's not going to expand as much as they were predicting for next year. About $5 million per year less than what they were thinking. So it is going to expand, but not quite...
I can't believe some of the money some of these guys get.
Oh, jeez.
That are good players, right?
Yeah.
I don't think most people would argue that Harrison Barnes is a great NBA player. Harrison Barnes is a 12-point guy, good player, solid player. $95 million bucks.
Highest he'll make more money than any Iowa player ever has.
I mean,
in the NBA.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
You know, the NBA's got just a talent problem. To be paying certain guys the amount of money they're getting, it's mind-boggling to me. You could get that type of money. But I'm not a talent evaluator either.
My Lakers just gave $64 million to the center for the Cavaliers who didn't play at all in the NBA Finals.
I was making that point to somebody, too.
I made the point on the air the other day that...
Timothy
Mozgov.
Yeah.
He's not a horrible player, but he's not $64 million. I mean...
You guys need to do absolutely anything in your power. And you have no assets is the problem because you've traded away all your draft picks. But to get Russell Westbrook... You guys, I mean, he's like the perfect fit in L.A.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd trade – who's the kid you took last year, Ohio State?
Russell, D'Angelo Russell.
Trade him, Randall. Like, offer up all those guys on a platter to Oklahoma City. Get Russell Westbrook now. That's where he's from. He'd blend in L.A. That's like he's perfect for there.
Then hopefully you get a free agent.
Yeah, and he's and hopefully you can form one of your like mini super teams with him, and somebody will want to go play with him. You're still L.A.
Isn't it weird though that L.A. the Lakers have not been able to even get meetings with people? I mean, this is the Lakers we're talking about.
Their management's so bad.
Oh my gosh! I mean,
the bus kids are.
5 years
imbeciles.
Ago, Kevin Durant would never sign with Golden State over the Lakers 5 years ago. Never in a million years would
but
it happen.
The world has changed a lot. I mean, social media has shrunk it. Like, you don't have to go to a huge market to get endorsements
anymore. To make money.
But, no, you're right. Like, it is crazy.
I did go on a rant yesterday on the On the Trail podcast, too, about how Kevin Durant is the softest NBA player in history.
I don't buy it.
I think he's kind of – well, it's not even a dig. It's just who he is.
He's soft.
And
I'm sorry, he's soft.
I like it from LeBron's standpoint. Like, I think LeBron's in the perfect spot heading into next year because, like, they're a strong team, right? They're tough. They're mean. And Golden State, granted, they added the top five player in the game.
Second best, in my opinion.
So what they did, though, I mean, they just added another tall, soft guy. Like, that really doesn't – like, when you're just looking at that individual matchup over seven games, Cleveland's still going to be able to do that to them.
But here's the thing.
You got to outscore
him. Who was wide open that whole series for Golden State?
Harrison. Yeah, I know.
You can't leave Durant wide open.
No.
The spacing on that court now is going to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant's the most gifted scorer in the league.
I would agree with that.
Their point average next year, I think, is going to be insane. It probably was this year.
I think that
they're going to score as much as they want to score. And
I think that they'll,
it's about playing together.
They'll probably beat their own record. They'll win 74, 75 games next year.
No way.
And then they'll have a hard time in the
What do you think, by the way? I looked this up. We were having this Vegas argument with the Vegas Techs or whatever. It's not even an argument, just people making points about where's Durant going to get his shots from. And then I looked it up, and Golden State averaged, I think, 87 shots a game last year. Steph averaged just under 20 shots. Clay averaged about 17 shots. That's 37 shots between the two. That leaves 50 shots that other people are taking at this point. Obviously, Draymond gets some, et cetera. Is that even a thing? Where's Durant going to get his shots from? It sounds like there's plenty of shots to go around.
Yeah, he'll get his shots.
Durant should get he'll probably shoot the most on that team, you would think.
He's better than Steph.
He's 6'11", and he can shoot
silky
from anywhere.
Smooth.
He's so good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this whole thing does make LeBron James look better. If you really go back, and he's gotten killed for the decision.
Just because he went to Cleveland and when he didn't have to, or why?
No, when he left from Cleveland to Miami, and people killed him. I think most people killed him for the way he went about.
Well, he went to go win championships.
That's what he did. And that's what Durant's doing too. But here's the thing. Cleveland did not surround him with any talent at all.
Yeah.
That team had no talent. The Thunder, if Durant returns, would have been, if not the favorite, the second favorite to win the championship next year. That team was
stacked. I think they would have still been behind Golden State, but yeah.
They should have beat him this year.
Well, yeah, 3-1.
Yeah, I mean, they should have won that. And
they couldn't close out.
And not only should and Durant was responsible for letting that go. They bring back everybody. They're young. And then they went and get Oladipo, and they made some trades, and he leaves. Yeah. I mean, at least when LeBron left, he was to go because, hey, you're giving me – I mean, I can't even name the guys in that team. You go back and look. Who was the best player that he played with in Cleveland before he left? Name the best player.
Who was there? Shumpert at the time?
No, I don't even think Shumpert wasn't there. I mean, that's my point.
Ilgauskas.
I mean, you can't name anybody.
Ilgauskas.
You can go back and look at Durant and say,
the biggest flopper. The biggest flopper in the game, Varejao, was there.
You have Larry Hughes.
Delonte West. Was he there on the team? He was decent at the time.
Delonte West slept with his mom, right?
Did Eric Snow ever play?
He played with
that team.
He
was on that Allen
Iverson team, yeah, with Larry Hughes, right?
Yes.
I believe so.
Whose mom did Wes sleep with? LeBron's mom?
LeBron's mom.
Is that a fact, or is that just internet fodder?
I think it's...
It's a fact in your own mind.
We'll get sued here.
Well...
I did hear that, remember, by the way. So that's...
It's just a really quick Big 12 football deal. It looks like it's being confirmed now that Jarrett Stidham will be leaving Baylor.
Does that shock
you? Wow.
No, it doesn't shock me at all. Like, nothing should shock you coming out of Baylor.
Did you guys ever look, what the over-under line for the season for Baylor did in Vegas? Did it change?
I have no idea.
I assume it would have changed.
What was that? Sorry,
the win total for Baylor? Did you ever see if it changed?
It was at 9 the other day.
Wow.
Still at 9?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
So this Stidham kid, he was the one that played as a true freshman last year. Looked really good till he got hurt, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the one who their third string guy, and we were watching him, and we're like, wow, he might be better than Seth Russell. And then
we would gladly take him as our first string.
Why? I wonder, is he out where he can go to a Big 12 school?
It looks like he's going to go JUCO, and then he'll transfer after that.
Campbell, give that kid a call.
Get on the phone. Yeah. I have a feeling, though, that
every school in the country.
Alabama will be calling him.
He could pick a school.
He's not.
I still think my argument will work on some kids someday, which is super talented. You could go a lot of places and maybe be second string, third string, whatever. Or you can become a legend.
And never have to pay for a drink again.
Just become a total legend and just be worshipped and appreciated.
Would that work with Alan Lazard? I mean, does that count?
No. No, not at all. I'm talking about a quarterback.
Oh, a quarterback, okay.
Like a history-changing quarterback.
Well, you still have to win.
Speaking of Alan Lazard, kudos to Iowa State for finally sending three guys to Big 12 Media Days that look like Big 12 players for the first time ever. You got Lanning, big, strong kid. Lazard, freakishly big. And Kamari Cotton-Moya looks the part.
Yeah.
Remember, we would send like 5'11", 180-pound guys.
Yeah, and kickers.
You've been down there. Didn't our guys look completely different compared to other teams?
A lot of times. Well, Paul would always do it like he'd reward like a fifth-year senior who worked hard, which it's dumb because nobody wants to write about those guys.
No.
Who cares?
I want to go back, actually.
Like, Lazard and Cotton-Moya, I mean, let's be honest. Like, we all like Joel Lanning. He still hasn't really proven anything.
No, but I'm just saying.
I agree.
He's the quarterback, and he looks the part.
And he's a good quote. Like, he's going to go there and represent Iowa State in a very positive way. I love it. Yeah, I agree with you. I never thought about it like that, but I agree with you.
I want to go back and look at who we've sent the last 10 years.
Yeah.
not good?
Just, no, not good.
And I mean, Paul always really was cognizant of sending guys who he thought would
make Iowa State look good.
Yeah, like the Jeff
Woodies. Makes Iowa State look good? Sending dudes that look like the part.
I agree.
It's like when you send out captains for the team and you got, you know, God love Levi Peters, but he's 5'10", you know, not very big.
I love Levi too. Don't you come down on my boy.
No, but I'm just saying, you want to have some intimidating presence when you go to do the coin flip, right? And they look at this, like, gosh, shit, we got
you want,
this.
Like, you want Sean Oakman from Baylor.
You're not supposed to swear on the AgriGold podcast.
No, I didn't finish the tee. I stopped. I cut it off.
Wendell Tyasay should have been the
absolutely
lone captain. Just send Big Wendell out there. Him and Ethan Tufte.
David Irving should have been out there every time. Dumb as a – but it doesn't matter. Just send him out there.
Did you say shit?
I said shh. Yeah.
Is that what you said?
I was doing the Charter House. Actually, I was just doing a shout. I'm sorry. That's my bad.
I know you guys like talking sports. I've got a little road trip coming up tomorrow. A unisex road trip. Taking the team down to Kansas City for the weekend. Do you guys have any good ideas for a road trip with three guys, three girls?
Yeah.
On their way down to Kansas City. What do we need to do to liven up this trip?
Buy fireworks.
There's a detour.
Oh, we should detour. Okay.
Can I look it up?
If you must.
You going to a Royals game?
We are Sunday. Yeah, we're gonna be if it's on TV, if anyone's watching, we're gonna be kind of behind the plate, good seats.
So you got the kids taken care of.
Kids taken care of.
And it's you and your wife and then your team and their spouses.
Nick and Amy, who both work for me. And then Sarah works for me and her husband, John.
Yeah.
We're all going down. We got some good dinners planned. And we're just going to hang around, have fun, and go to the Royals game on Sunday before we head back.
Good for you, man.
Little team building, camaraderie thing. And, but the three and a half hour drive down there and the three and a half hour drive back, you know, what do you do? So
there's this brewery.
We've never done that at Cyclone Fanatic. We need to do that.
I know. Someone suggested, it was Nick, and that we should, and part of this sounds lame, but part of it also sounds interesting, is come up with a list of like four or five topics, right? Like for music, like best cover or whatever. And then everyone has to come up with their own songs. And those are the songs you play on the ride down. And see who you like, who you don't like.
So you all six are going in the same car?
We're the same car, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You're not sharing a hotel room, are you?
Same bed.
Okay.
Same bed.
Diving into this team.
Have you ever
thing.
Seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes, I have.
Remember the scene with the grandparents?
Yep.
They're all in the bed, head to toe?
Head to toe, yeah.
That's what we're doing. We believe in connection at Charter House.
By the way, the original Willy Wonka, phenomenal movie.
One of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, the new one.
Gene Wilder is brilliant.
Gene Wilder is...
The newer Willy Wonka took a weird turn.
Yeah.
Like, the original was weird for its time, and the new one had a couple lines that were kind of funny, like the squirrels, don't touch that squirrel's nuts. That was funny. That made me laugh. But the
Gene Wilder was incredible in that movie.
Yeah. You know, and he And Johnny Depp didn't sing any songs, I don't think, in the new one. Gene Wilder sang. I mean, it was a bit of a musical.
Yeah.
Kate hates it when I sing Willy Wonka songs around her.
I turned it on and my boys were just mesmerized watching it. They just dialed in.
The Oompa Loompas.
Oh, yeah.
Love the Oompa Loompas.
William's never seen it.
So no, I've seen the Willy Wonka. It's terrible.
Shut up.
You're
a horrible human.
I really don't like the movie.
Have you seen the original?
Yeah. I don't like it.
What's not to like about it?
I don't like the movie. I'm sorry. I didn't enjoy it.
When did you watch it? How long ago did you watch it?
I don't know. 10, 20 years ago.
Watch it again.
I didn't enjoy it. I'm not saying it sucks. I'm saying I didn't enjoy
it. He doesn't like movies about fantasy chocolate castles and things like that. It's a great movie.
I'm not saying it
sucks. It's a classic.
I'm saying it did not appeal to me.
I think you need to watch it again. When Cammy gets a little older, watch it with her.
I'll do that. Yeah. I'll watch it with her.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll enjoy it. But like when I sat down to watch it, in fact, I don't think I finished it.
Speaking of childhood movies, do you guys have a favorite that jumps out? One. I probably have one. I probably have a bunch. See, I wouldn't consider that a childhood movie.
I watched it in my childhood.
I know, but I mean like that's an adult movie. That's a movie that was meant for adults that you happen to like as a child, right?
But that's what my...
Let's talk about a movie that's geared towards your childhood.
It's such an overrated movie, too.
I've only seen... You shut your mouth when you're talking
to me.
It
is very average.
Take my breath away.
I've only seen two Disney movies.
What? I did like that. I did like that
the
song.
Cartoon movies.
By Birdman.
The Jungle Book, quality flick, and Aladdin.
Aladdin's a great movie.
Yeah. Those are the only ones I've
ever seen. You've never seen Lion
King? No. I watched half of it with Cammy. Like a couple months ago, and then she fell asleep, and I turned it off.
Have you seen Finding Nemo? I think it's Pixar, but
I haven't seen that.
Aladdin's my karaoke song. I think down in Kansas City, we might try to find a karaoke bar.
A whole new world.
I might duet with Amy because my own wife won't do it because she's shy.
And Amy thinks she
won't duet with me.
Nice.
See what I did there?
I like it.
And Amy claims that she used to sing. I don't know what that means. I mean, if you can sing, you can sing. But the Whole New World, that's a great duet song. That's a good one to sing.
There's a brewery. It's just near like St. Joe. I want to say it's just north of St. Joe.
Is it a good lunch spot? They serve food? Or is it just a brewery?
It is. I think they have food. But it is in the most like remote section. It's about a 40-minute out of your way to get to Kansas City.
So it has to be well worth it.
We did it on... was it my bachelor party or my buddy's bachelor party? I don't even remember. I think it was my bachelor party, but it was one of the coolest like buildings I've ever been to in my life.
Like an old school building?
Like 1800s.
Really?
It is.
I know why you liked it. You were thinking about, there's ghosts in this building.
Damn straight.
I know. I know you did.
It was guaranteed.
Did you ask to go in the basement? Like see if you could conjure up some spirits?
Oh, I went.
Yeah. Have you ever done a Ouija board? You seem like the type of guy that might roll with that.
I used to, but it's like anti-Christian to do those.
So yeah, the Bible says don't mess with those things.
Yeah, so I quit doing it once I learned that.
Yeah, the Bible didn't like that.
I did it as a child at a slumber party, and I came back and told Mom, and Mom, I got to scold
me. She freaked out.
Yeah, don't you dare play with the devil.
By the way, my own topic I brought up, and then we switched to the brewery, Goonies, is probably my all-time favorite childhood-based movie.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
That's just... beyond belief tragic that
How
you say
have you
that.
Never seen Goonies?
If I give you Goonies in a DVD form, will you watch it?
Add it to the list.
You will enjoy it. You will enjoy it.
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, God. Williams.
I'm sorry.
That's maybe one of the greatest ever.
I've heard.
How do you not watch that? It's on TV probably every day.
Because I never watch movies on TV.
I have no words.
I just like I have different tastes, man. Like it when I'm like in my leisure, like I'm watching, like right now I'm watching this documentary on CNN about like spies and like it's fascinating. But that's the type of stuff I do in my free time and I read. I did pre-order Batman versus Superman on Amazon.
So you don't want to watch Shawshank Redemption, but you'll watch that piece of crap.
Yeah.
You guys ever see Freddy Got Fingered?
Daddy, would you like some sausage? I was showing my son that the other day. I pulled up the YouTube clip of Tom Green playing his piano that's connected to sausages. So the rest of the day, Seton and I are going around totally bugging my wife. Daddy, would you like some sausage? Oh, what a horrible
classic.
Movie.
It's such a classic.
What a horrible
it's so
movie.
Bad.
That's garbage. Total garbage. Do me a favor, though. At least watch Goonies. I'll bring you Goonies.
I've never...
All you have to do is go home and put it in and watch it.
There's a list like that.
And you'll like it.
There's a list of these things. That I'm supposed to see The Godfathers. I've never seen any of them.
That's a whole other thing from Goonies.
Ross was giving me crap about The Big Lebowski the other day.
Big Lebowski, I would save that way down the line because okay. Big Lebowski is one that's fantastic, but most people that see it the first time don't like it. You got to see it multiple times. If you're not willing to invest, then don't do it.
I'm not watching it multiple
times. Then don't do it.
There's no chance I watch it multiple
times. You'd like Goonies right away. You'd like Shawshank Redemption immediately. Shawshank Redemption is like, you know, it's a beautiful film,
yes,
Gray.
It's awesome.
It's just, it's got a ton in it and just life lessons and sayings and all this stuff. It's great.
You ever seen Good Will Hunting?
I was watching that the other night.
I think I saw that a long time ago.
You would remember if you've seen Good Will
Hunting. Okay, I probably didn't.
Good Will Hunting is...
That's Matt Damon, right?
Awesome. Yeah. They won the Academy Award for that.
Yeah. I swear I've seen that movie.
Robin Williams?
I'm almost...
He's a genius that's a janitor.
I'm almost positive I went to that in the theater when I was in like middle school with a girl.
I was in high school, dude. Yeah. I went with my now wife to that movie.
And you know what happens.
You made out.
Yeah, I don't think I watched a lot of that movie. Yeah.
Do you remember movies you went to theaters and made out at? I remember going to White Fang. This wasn't my wife. Sorry, babe. This was before. You made out at Schindler's List?
Seinfeld reference.
White Fang, if you remember that movie, a long time ago. Beverly Hillbillies came out with the movie.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I remember being at North Grand Mall in Ames with my then girlfriend, and I couldn't tell you a thing about that movie because we made out for like 2 hours.
I remember
that was fantastic.
That.
Were your lips bleeding?
Oh yeah, and she had braces too. Yeah. So it was not good.
It was hot though.
But man, when you're 14 or whatever, that's all you cared about. That's all I cared about.
Yeah, I didn't care about
that in sports.
Movie.
Yeah, that was so I couldn't tell you what happened in that movie at all.
While I was wiping away the tears, I was making out during Armageddon, I remember.
Did the song get you?
Yeah.
You know? Steven Tyler.
I don't want to close my eyes.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Armageddon's a classic. See, another movie I really want to see.
You're one of those guys I wonder if you can actually sing well, because every time you sing, it sounds like you do it purposefully bad.
Yeah, I do. I have a history in the theater.
The theater. You're like Scott Sipker.
I wanted to... That's how Sipker and I know each other. We were theater majors together. That's nice. We were in we did acting class together.
I love it.
Good dude. I want to see the new Independence Day because I loved the first Independence Day, but Tommy Birch told me it's the worst movie he's ever seen.
It looks awful.
Well, I still want to see it because I loved the first one. That's like that probably is one of my favorite movies. I just love that movie.
So do you think you saw Dumb and Dumber too?
Yeah, that was bad.
Horrible.
Yeah, I was.
Sometimes sequels are awful. Yeah, the new Independence Day got really bad reviews.
Tommy
really
Birch bad. And Mark Emmert told me it's the worst movie of all time.
Oh,
and yet you want to see it.
We should have a list.
I need to judge for myself.
See, what I hate is that you're willing to invest a little time to go see what you've already been told is the worst movie ever.
We all have different tastes.
And you won't spend 2 hours on what we're saying is maybe one of the best movies ever.
Has anyone ever told you Shawshank Redemption is terrible?
I've only heard from like 4 people that it's good. So,
oh my!
I don't think people say it's good. I think people say it's great. It's fantastic,
and it's your kind of movie. You'd love it, although it's not in the Freddy Got Fingered realm. But
you're gonna watch that movie, and then you're gonna tell me your next vacation is to say Watanao, which is a Shawshank reference.
I'm not. Listen, guys.
Brooks was here.
It's probably not gonna happen.
He doesn't know what I'm talking about.
It's probably not going to happen, but.
Like, you just, your life is worse for not having seen that movie.
Don't tell me you don't have time either. You watch The Challenge, okay?
Great, great show.
You spend 3 hours watching WWE.
Right? No, I don't. I told you. I DVR through, like.
You could take one night off from reading a book till 2 in the morning and watch Shawshank Redemption.
How about I bet you just to get you to watch the movie? No, like, I put $100 out there on the line.
For me to, you'll pay me $100 to watch the movie?
No, you have to watch Shawshank Redemption if you come and honestly tell me. And it's an honor bet. I'll believe you. If you come and tell me I didn't really like it or it wasn't very good or anything other than that movie was fantastic, then I'll give you $100.
Deal.
Right. He's a theater major. He knows how to lie.
No, I'm going to trust him. He's my friend.
I wouldn't lie to you.
He's my friend. Yeah, I think he'll say that movie was fantastic.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Then bring it to me and I'll watch it. I'll get Ashley. Right. Ashley hasn't seen it either.
Yeah, I will do that.
See,
we
just like people don't understand it. We don't watch movies. When we have free time, we're out working in a garden.
Yeah.
We don't sit down and watch a movie. We've never done that since we've been dating.
And some
ever.
Movies take a while to kind of get into. Shawshank like goes right away.
My wife and I, that's not a hobby that we enjoy. I don't hate movies, but we don't do it in our leisure time.
All right. It's a
bet. We just don't.
We're going to do it because I want you to see it.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to trust you. That's what I do.
We went to on our anniversary, just to get the hell out of the house, and we got a babysitter. We went to that new George Clooney, Julia Roberts movie, the Money thing.
Any good?
Yeah, it was really good.
I'm glad you said that, because I've been wanting to see that.
It reminded me of, did you see, like, I don't know, 15 years ago, that Colin Farrell movie, like The Phone Booth?
Yeah, Phone Booth.
A lot like that, where it's like real time and it's like a hostage situation. Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
Phone Booth was good.
It wasn't long, right? Phone Booth was
probably an hour and a half, but I love movies. Castaway jumps to mind too.
Yeah,
where you've got a premise that's really tight, right?
That's Tom Cruise talking to a volleyball for 3 hours, right?
No, that's Tom Hanks talking.
Yeah.
So, but you've got a premise that's
Tom Hanks can pull it off.
Where can they possibly go from here, right? It's in a phone booth, or it's one dude by himself on an island. And how can they take that and make a movie that's enjoyable for an audience? And they do it somehow. They figure it out. Yeah. I like movies like that where I'm like, I just want to see what they do.
Have you seen the Room that came out this last year?
Room.
I'm sorry.
I did. And it's really, really good.
And also
really frustrating.
Yeah.
Like, if you've seen it without spoiling it for people that haven't, it's good. You should see it. But at the end, you're thinking, I think she could have done something different about this circumstance. That was the way that I felt after it.
I get that.
After you kind of discover what has happened, you feel like I would have done more. That's what I was always thinking. But, you know, I've never been kidnapped.
No.
So, anyway.
We got to go.
Where are we going to go?
Krogs is coming in to get his picture taken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You told him the wrong location.
No, I didn't.
You told him Charter's office. I had to tell him to come.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
That was earlier in the week.
Playing pranks on our internet.
Thanks for watching. Hopefully this worked. I did get a couple texts from people saying that they were watching, so I think people saw. So
why wouldn't it work?
How did we look?
Well, it wasn't working the first time we tried it.
Did you show everyone your present I got you?
Yeah, you should hold those up.
Yeah, this is a good place to end.
Right here. But
this is what...
Those are gorgeous.
I'm not going to make any political commentary here.
Those are Trump socks.
These are Donald Trump socks that Gray got me for my birthday.
It's a gift that keeps on giving right there, buddy.
I love that box, by the way. The name of that company.
Feel this. This is really,
is the name of the company coolest socks on the planet?
You can almost use these as toilet paper.
I think it's Living,
Living Royal Socks. Yeah. Living Royal Socks.
I saw it pop up on Facebook.
These got a weight to them, too.
Seriously, that would work really good as toilet paper.
I bought those in March.
An emergency.
I looked back at the receipt. I bought those in March for you. I saw my C-Dub's got to have these. These are perfect for him.
Happy birthday to C-Dub. I don't think I said it last week.
So it's okay.
I feel bad about that.
You don't need to worry.
By the way, you come back from vacation and guys start decommitting from football.
I'm leaving again. I'm going to Colorado in first week of April or of August. So
boom.
We'll write that down.
Next week, just a quick progress report. We're making progress on the new website. So. I'm
expecting that thing to be launched by Christmas at this point.
It'll be launched by Christmas.
For sure. Tune in next week for a coffee update about Jay Burke. And hopefully by that point, Williams would have seen Shawshank Redemption, but we don't.
It could. If you get it to me soon, I'll try and watch it this weekend.
Okay.
It's probably on Netflix.
I don't have Netflix. Why would I pay for that?
I don't think it is.
We'll get it to you. Do the Redbox. If you ever do it, it's $1.50.
Yeah. You do the DVD, you don't do Blu-ray?
I do the Blu-ray if I can. Yeah. But a lot of times the Blu-rays are picked over.
Yeah, we'll definitely get it to you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening and watching, everybody. We love you.